Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the promise to Avraham Avinu to receive Eretz Yisrael, and then when he walked around Eretz Yisrael, that was his way of simulating the Kinyan, which essentially showed that at this point, to a certain extent, it's already his. Because we said that there are two aspects. One is acquiring the land itself for himself, for Am Yisrael acquiring the land. And number two, being mafkia, the Kenyan of the Canaanim. So as long as the Canaanim are there, they're still there. But, so it's not fully ours, but it's already partially ours because Hashem promised it. And then Avraham Avinu walked around, and that's the idea of we saw the story of Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, and Avraham Avinu said, Ger v'toshev, I can already get Lenu min hadin. Because min hadin I can take it. It was already promised to me by Hashem. And we discussed this at length in the previous year. Now we'll continue on this Mahalach, again based on the reign of Rabbeinu Zitzel. It says in Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Dalet, Sukim Lamed to Lamed Aleph, Ayomer Yaakov El Shimon Bel Levi, Achartem Oisi, Lahav Isheni B'Yoshev Ha'oretz, Ba'Kanani U'Ba'Prizi, Ani Mesei Mispar, V'Nesfu Alai, V'Ikuni, V'Nishmadeti Ani U'Vesi, V'Yoymeru, Hachizoyna, Yases Achiseinu. Yaakov said to Shimon and Levi, who killed the Anshei Shechem, Achartemosi, you have made me dirty in the eyes of from the perspective of those who dwell in the land, the Kanani, the Prizi, I'm very few, and they're going to gather upon me, and they're going to smite me, and I'm going to be destroyed. Me and my home, my household members. Shimon and Levi said, what, are they going to make our sister into a prostitute? So Rashi says, in the pasuk, on the words, achartem oisi, what's achartem oisi? Ve'agadat slula haisa achovis, the barrel was clear. Ve'achshav achartem oisa, and now you made it unclear. Everything was good, it was tsalul, it was clear, it was nice, and now you made it all foggy, all fuzzy. Misaris haisa b'yada k'nainim, sheyiplu b'nyad b'nei yankif, ela shehayu oimrim, ad shelo tifre v'nachalta es ha'aretz, afichach hayu shoskin. There is a tradition, explains Rashi, in the hands of the Canaanites, that they're going to fall in the hands of the sons of Yaakov. But they said that first they have to become very many, they have to multiply and inherit the land, and therefore they were silent. That's Rashi. The Sifsei Chachamim, like Tzi, he adds on, Aval Achshav Yusvurin Dehazman Ata Ubayin Aleinu. Now they're going to think that the time is now and they're going to come upon us. Now they're going to say, ooh, you want to inherit the land? Now we're going to fight you. And that Shimon and Levi said, what are you talking about? Ahakizona Yasis Achoseinu? Can they make our sister into a zona? To a prostitute? Rashi explains, Hefker. It says, Kakizona, like Hefker, like a zona, it means Hefker. just free for the takings. The Sifsei Chachamim says, Ki'ilu hi hefker, as if she's hefker, anyone can just take her. And Rashi had to explain this because she'im kipshuto, if it's kipshuto, that v'nesvu alai k'nekam al harikas shchem, that if you would learn pshat in the pasuk, you know why they're going to gather? They're going to gather on me as a revenge for the killing of Shechem. Ma anu lo Shimon v'Levi hakizona. So what's the answer of hakizona? Sof sof yeah, nivnishmarati ani ubesi. And then we're still going to be destroyed. In other words, what's the dialogue here? Yaakov said they're going to come and destroy me. And Shimon and Levi said, what? Are they going to make our sister into a zona? So how did they answer the question? There's still a chashasha, there's still this concern of inishmarati ani ubesi. The Arachaim had this problem. And it must be she'im. Are you osim? B'nei Yaakov v'shchem kedin, if the B'nei Yaakov would have done with Shechem as the law required, there's no chashash nekama, because they're doing as the law required. So the chashash is that, in other words, he had to be killed, he had to be killed. But the chashash, the concern was, like Rashi says, that they're going to think that the time arrived. And now you're trying to inherit the land. Now we're finished. In other words, it's not finished. Shmadati ani ubesi. Because they killed Shechem, kipshuto. Because if Shechem had to be killed, Shechem had to be killed. But the concern is, as Rashi says, that now they're going to think the time has come. The Jews are trying to take over the land. It's their time now. They're going to try and inherit the land. Now they're going to fight us. And on that, Shimon and Levi answered that they're going to understand that this became because of Hakazona Yases Achoseinu. It's because they made our sister into a prostitute, into Hefker. And it's not a Nekama, and what we're killing the Anshei Shechem was a Nekama for this. So if they would have killed Anshei Shechem Kedin, then there's no concern that the revenge is going to be taken, because they did what they were supposed to do. But the chashash is that the Yoshvei Aretz are going to say, ah, now you're taking over the land, now we're going to go get you. And therefore, and on that, Shimon and Levi answered, no, HaKizona Yasach Haseinu, they're going to understand we're not doing it because the time has come for us to inherit the land. We're doing it because they made our sister into a prostitute. And therefore we're taking revenge. And it's not because the time has come for us to take over the land. But if that's true, then we have to understand the Taina of Yaakov. Because everybody saw that Shimon and Levi only killed the Anshei Shechem after the Maisa of Dina, after they made their sister into a prostitute, into Hefker. So Mehecha Tesi, that it's going to be because now the time is, it's the Higi Hazman Avtacha, now is the time of God's promise to be fulfilled. So Shimon and Levi have a great Taina about Kizona. You going to make her Hefker? She's not Hefker. So Mehechi Tesi, that the Goya Aretz aren't going to think this. So we want to understand Yaakov's claim. We had said that if it was Kipshuto, They're just going to take revenge for killing Shechem, people of Shechem. So then what's the answer? So the answer is they're concerned that the time for Hashem's promise to be fulfilled has come. And that Shimon and Levi answered, no. Everyone understands this because they made our sister into a prostitute, into Hefker. So if that's true, then what was Yaakov worried about? Everybody sees that. Only after they took Dinah, only then Shimon and Levi did what they did. So it's not because the time for the Havtacha came. So what's Yaakov's concern? So based on what we explained, we understand very well that Yaakov's claim was that in the eyes of the Goyei Haaretz, the Bnei Yaakov, our Geirim, they're strangers. They don't have any rights. They're like Hefker. And if so, if they acted towards Dina as Hefker, they acted properly. And there's no taina on them. And from the fact that Shimon and Levi killed them because they had a taina on them after the mice of Dina, that's only because, we do have a right to Eretz Yisrael, and you're now allowed to relate to Dina as Hefker. Kadesh Yachuv. Now they can actually fulfill the promise. And through this, now they have a zchus ba'aretz she'enam kehefker. So it's they're not hefker, and that's why they took revenge for Dina, because they're not hefker. So the goyim are going to think that the Bnei Yaakov think that the time has come for them to take over the land. And therefore, they're going to attack them. That's what Rashi says from the Medrash from Bereishis Rabbah. Tzlula ha'isa hachavis. The barrel was clear. Ve'achartem ota. And you made it all foggy. You made it murky. Murky is actually a better word. You made it all murky, this barrel. Mazeh kashu? What's the barrel? And what's the murkiness? What's the chavis? Ubanah nechra. Ha'em b'zeh b'divrei hamizrachi v'agur aryeh. Aval lafi dvareinu nir'a she'achirut mechamat ta'arovet hi ba'a. When you have murkiness, when there's a mixture, the chavis, the barrel, is Eretz Yisrael, shekulam hayu ba'yachad. Everybody was together in Eretz Yisrael, and until now, lo ra'u etchem ba'aretz. They didn't see you as people with rights that are mixed in with them in the land. And therefore the barrel was clear, it was tzlula. There was no mixture. There was no Jews and Bnei Yaakov and the Goyim together. There was just the Goyim, it was a nice clear barrel. And now you're mixing it up, you're making it all murky. Now it's the Bnei Yaakov are saying, oh, it's ours. And the Bnei Canaan are saying, it's ours. So they're going to say, oh, higia hazman. The time comes that you're trying to actualize, b'mimamesh the havtach of Hashem. So the outcome of that's going to be Vani Misemis Barbi, Kuni Vinishmaritim and Aratzi. Yaakov said they're going to try to destroy me. So again, this is all with the Mahalach, that God made this promise, and the question is when we're going to actually go and take it over. But God already made the promise earlier. And Avraham Avinu walked the length and breadth of the land, length and breadth of the land, and made it his. He's not a stranger anymore. And the question is, when are they going to take it over before? And the Goyim are going to say, now you want to take it over. So the Goyim are going to attack back, preemptive attack now, and get the Bnei Yaakov. And that's what Yaakov's concern was. ועכשיו יבררו בזה דברי רבי יהודה בן סימון בראשית רבה, פרשה פאות יוד, שאמר יעקב שאחורה הייתה אחווית. יעקב said that the barrel was chul, the barrel was murky. Vitzalalnu ota. And we made it clear. So what does he have, what does he mean? V'me polig, Rida ben Simon, what is his taina? Also, he's saying that Yaakov is saying tzalalnu ota, the barrel was murky and we made it clear. The pasuk says acharte moisi v'lo tzalalte moisi. It's not mitkaven b'chlal. V'yem b'zeh b'mizrachi b'kur arye. Elo sheish lomar shebevadai gam l'da'ato hakavana hi kanal v'ra'atchem lehem shebalei zchuyot atem. You're trying to show them that you're balei zchuyos, that you have rights to the land. That's acharte moisi. Just Rabbi Yehuda ben Simon adds that it's not because they show them that they have merits, but because they're going to learn from these merits, this right that they think they have to the land that he gives man, that only you're going to be the Baal HaBatim in Eretz Yisrael. And now the barrel is going to be clear. That's why he says the barrel was murky, and now you're going to clear it up. In other words, that's what the Goyim are going to say. You want to clear the land out from the Gentiles. I mean, no more mixture of Gentiles. Till now, it was Achur, it was really mixed, it was us and them. And now they're going to say, oh, you want to make it only yours. So that's why he said, Achartem osi. Until now, Be'emes, we were mixed. We were mixed. It was murky. And that's the way it should be. So the Goyim don't think we're trying to empty them out, clear them out, make the water clear of them. Now it's Salal Nuota. Now you guys made it clear. You're showing the Goyim that they're out. They're on their way out. And that's going to get them mad and they're going to wage war. And that Shimon Levi answered that even if lo igi azman, even if the time hasn't come, they're not geirim and hefker, they're toshavim, like we saw from Avraham Avinu. And the Yoshe Eretz know that. That's why Yaakov Avraham Avinu already says geir v'soishav anoichi imachem. I could be a geir and I could be notal min adin if I want. God already promised it. And they're not going to wage war because we already do have rights. We have tainas even if the time hasn't yet come. We have tainas to the land. So you don't have to read them. They're not going to have to wage war against us. Because we have tainas even in lo igi azman that we're going to empty them out. Because to a certain extent, we're already geirim here. We're already toshavim here because the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised the land to Avram. And therefore, they're not going to wage war against us. And Yaakov thought, no, they're not going to realize that. And Yaakov was right, because it says, Periklamadei Pasukei, only Keschitas Elokim al Ha'arim Asher Shvi Vosem. The only reason they were just fearful of God, that's why they didn't run after Bnei Yaakov. Otherwise, they would have. So you see again, this is so that the land was originally promised to Avram. So they were saying, listen, if the land was promised to Avram, they understand that we're not going to empty them out, so they're not going to wage war against us. And Yaakov thought that they would, and they would have, had they not been so afraid. These are the two stages. The stage of Hashem promising it, which makes gives it ready to Avram, and Avram made the kinyan, and then there's Vayter, the removal of the foreign powers. Chav. נראה כך, שמה שכתוב בפסוק ו' ויעבור הצד שעד מקום שכם, עד אלון מורה, that he passed in Eretz Yisrael, till שכם, till אלון מורה, These are klapei shteh haschuyot sheyeshnam b'maase Avraham ve'al ha'totzaot shebaum mize. Sheshchem, shemoshe katuv Rashi, b'Rashi hu klapei maase b'nei Yaakov ba. Harei nitba'er kanal shehayu ha'maasim mechamat shechal etzel Avraham v'zar'o din nachalav Yerusha b'eretz Yisrael v'ayidei zeh zchut d'toshav ba. ומי חמת זה נתחייבו בני שכם בהריגה על ידי בני יעקב. That Shechem is referring to the behavior of Bnei Yaakov. Why did they take revenge? Because their taina was, you're not allowed to treat us like Hefker. We already have rights to the land. Since we have rights to the land, you can't treat Dina like a zona. It's Rashi, Ad Makom Shechem, Litpalel al Bnei Yaakov, Kshevo Lilachem B'Shechem. He's davening for Bnei Yaakov. Because they already have rights to the land, because it was promised to Avraham Avinu. So you can't treat them like Hefker, and therefore Bnei Shechem or Chayav Hariga Adei Bnei Yaakov, you can't treat them like Hefker, like you can do whatever you want to your land. It's b'chal not your land; it's the land given to Abraham. But Kol Zeh Pa'al Avraham, this is what Avram did, and therefore Pasuk says, Ad makom Shechem. Mishum she'af al pi, she'pa'al Avraham b'maasav zchut, she'mizeh ba'ad avar lidei bitui b'Shechem. So even though Avraham Avinu in his ma'aseh of walking the land, across the land of Eretz Yisrael, activated our rights to the land, and it was expressed in Shechem when Shimon and Levi killed the Bnei Shechem for having treated their sister like Hefker, because the land really belonged to Avram, but it's not a zechiya mamash b'Shechem. Shechem lo ne'asta la mekomo kitoshav ba, v'asher nachalato hi midin Yerusha. In other words, he has a makom in Shechem. Not that Shechem is actually his, but he has now a place in Shechem. He has a Yerusha in Shechem. He has a portion in Shechem. Not that Shechem is actually his yet, because the Tel Shvei Aretz is still there, but he has rights to Shechem. That's Makom Shechem. We asked why it says Makom. That's the Makom. That's what it means. They don't get Shechem itself, but they have a Makom in Shechem. Chen, Elon Moreh, hu klapei har grizim v'har ival, shehayu b'Shechem. Like the Ramban writes here, that Elon Moreh is referring to Har Grizim and Har Evil that were in Shechem. Shehu ha-makom shebeknisatam la'aretz kiblu aleihem be'arur u'bevaruch et kol divrei ha-Torah hazot. When they entered into Eretz Yisrael, they accepted upon themselves with an arur and with a baruch all of the Torah, as is famous from the Sugya in Sota on page 37b. And those who learn Parashas Kisavo properly. V'hainu, shekibush ha'aretz talui b'kiyum ha'Torah lidei Yisrael. Conquering the land is contingent on the fulfillment of the Torah through the Jewish people, and that is the condition for the attainment of the land, for the inheritance of the land. And therefore, miyad biboam, immediately when they came, before they started capturing the land, they were makabel upon themselves to keep the Torah. She'al yidei zen nishlemu Yisrael ba'ofen sheyesh lemachshav koach schiya v'kibush al eretz Yisrael. So now they have a a koach schia and kibush in Eretz Yisrael by promising to keep the Torah. Ayin kan b'kli yakol. He also says it's klapei the Torah that they are makabel and har glizim and har evil, that b'schus ha-Torah they are zeicha ba'aretz. And he brings the pasuk in Tehillim, by tein lamaretz eskoyim, v'amelim im yirashu, avur yishmu chuka v'sayratz avin sarah, they get the land if they keep the Torah. V'nim tzam bizet emerges from this, and in har glizim and har evil that are in elon moreh, etchil ha-befo'al shel zchiyat Yisrael b'eretz Yisrael. That started the Befoal. In other words, Avram Avinu was Poel this Befoal and Smaisa of Simon Labanim, like the Ramban says. So he goes, Vayavor Avram ad Makom Shechem. So now it was already Chal the union of Makom Shechem. Now they have a Makom in Eretz Yisrael. And he also says, ad Elon Moreh. Because in Elon Moreh, this is when they get the land, the Gamre. It's not only a Makom in Eretz Yisrael, but it actually belongs to us. That's where it starts, because that's when we accept upon ourselves to keep the Torah. Because again, Elon Moreh relates to Har Gerizim and Har Eval that were in Shechem. So, as the Ramban says, in the Kli Yakov. So we have this Elon Moreh, that this is where Befoal, Eretz Yisrael, starts belonging to them. So he came to the Makom of Shechem, meaning Avram Avinu, now myself, Simon Labanim. They makes it that they have a place in Shechem. They have a future inheritance in Shechem. They already have rights to Shechem, even though Befoal it's not theirs yet. And the Befoal, the in practice, starts at Elon Moreh when they promise to accept it to keep the Torah. And therefore it says Elon Moreh, not Makom Elon Moreh, because now Elon Moreh is actually the place. It's actually Elon Moreh itself, not just they have rights to the place, not just they have a place in Elon Moreh, they have rights to Elon Moreh. No, Elon Moreh is actually theirs, because they're promising to keep the Torah. That's where it all starts. אז עכשיו אנחנו מבינים היטב מה שכתוב בפסוק, כהמשך ויעבור אברהם והכנעני אז בארץ. As the passage is coming to explain, why do we need an additional zechia of Avram that's written in Ad Elon Moreh? It's not enough to say Ad Mekom Shechem. Why does the pasuk also have to say Ad Elon Moreh? Once it's Mekom Shechem, that shows that he's the Yoresh of Shem, and Memela the land belongs to him, like we spoke about in the previous year. God gave it to the as in Noah gave it to Shem. And Avraham Avinu is descended from Shem, so he just has to make himself the descendant that gets it, right? The Yerusha isn't. Different parts of the Yerusha are given to different children, so Avraham Avinu was saying, I'm the one who merits, who's getting Eretz Yisrael. So that's Makom Shechem. So why isn't that enough? As al zeh mefaresh ha-pasuk she-ha-Kanani was capturing Eretz Yisrael, like Rashi says. And because of this, even though Midin Yerusha, it belongs to Avraham, but through the kibush ha-Kanani, it belongs to the Kanani, because we spoke about the idea, the notion of kibush milchama, that they captured it in war. V'im kein tzarich schiya ba'aretz milvad din ha-Yerusha sheyesh ba. You have to be zeich in Eretz Yisrael besides the din Yerusha. You have to uproot the Kananis. That's what we spoke about, the second aspect of Eretz Yisrael. One aspect is the fact that it belongs in principle to Avraham Avinu. He has rights to it. God promised it to him. And the other aspect is that Befoal, the Canaanites are going to be kicked out. They made a proper kibush milchama, and as long as they're there, it's theirs. Because they made a kibush milchama. It's only after they're displaced, only then it fully belongs to us. And therefore, the pasuk says, Vayter, ad makom shechem ad elon moreh. What's the ad elon moreh? Ad Mekom Shechem is that in principle it belongs to Avraham Avinu. They have rights, they have a passport. And Ad Elon Moreh is telling you that Befoal it's going to have to belong to Avraham Avinu. They have to do something Befoal, they have to promise to keep the Torah. That's the Elon Moreh. And that's what the Kanani Azbarat is telling us. It's telling us Pshat and Ad Elon Moreh. Why isn't it enough to just say Ad Mekom Shechem? No, it also has to say Ad Elon Moreh to tell you that there are two things that have to happen here. And then the Banam actually Elon Morein, which means promising to keep the Torah, and then it's going to be theirs before. Hadvarim mamash meirim k'shemesh b'tzoraim. So there's still more to talk about, and I'm hoping that b'rtzot Hashem darkenu anachu namshich, aval b'intayim ze haya nifla pelei pelei plaot. As l'man Hashem, ani mivakesh. Kodem ani modeh lechem. I thank you so much for listening, and that you stay with it, because it's mamish already gevaldik, and it's gonna get even more gevaldik. Thank you so much. We should be zocha leot niflaot gedolot mitorat Hashem. Shalom, shalom.